desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look in the Word of God. You can just say a little silent prayer for me to write the title on the board this morning. Do you ever get tired of bad news? Phone rings and bad news. Visiting after church, bad news. Go to work, bad news. A few weeks ago, we got a knock on the door and it was the police in our hometown. Bad news. But I have some good news this morning. Amen. And we live in a world that is, it seems like it's just full of bad news. There's a spirit of negativity in our world. The devil is fighting hard. And while we recognize the areas that the enemy is working, I also do not want to forget the places that God is working. I'd like to begin with a passage of Scripture in the 25th Proverb. Proverbs chapter 25 and the 25th verse says, "As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country." You ever been thirsty? Just been working in the heat of the day and you just wanted a good cup of cold water. Well, I think that's the time that we're living in. There is a dearth of good news in the world. There are, it seems like I mentioned the other night, but there are so many family problems in our world today. Yeah. There are so many people that are struggling spiritually. Just recently, we're a young lady that she looked, has such a sweet smile on her face, and just she loves the Lord, but she goes to bed at night, she cries herself to sleep many a night because of trouble, because of problems. And we look around, and maybe everybody looks like they've just got it all together. You don't know the pillows that are stained with tears at night. But I want to say that there is a Savior this morning. That in the middle of a world that is full of bad news, there's still a Savior that loves you this morning. Amen. And there is still a God that is interested in the things that touch your life today. Good news. How many of you all believe in miracles this morning? Zimba, do you really believe in miracles? Or is this just kind of the politically correct thing here in the sanctuary to say? What about when you go to work? Do you still believe in miracles? I believe in miracles this morning. A miracle by definition. Now, understand this. A miracle is not when you get the flu. You get the 3-day flu. You understand what I'm saying? You get the 3-day flu and you're praying that God will help you feel better, and 3 days later you get feeling better. God worked a miracle. Well, miracle's more than that. A miracle by definition is an event that is inexplicable. It can't be explained by the laws of nature. An extraordinary event that surpasses all human or natural powers and is ascribed to a supernatural cause. Something that doesn't just happen. There are some things in life that have happened before and you wonder, did God intervene in that or did that just happen? But a true miracle is something that you cannot explain it except it be by a power that is greater than the laws of nature. Yes. Now, how many of you all still believe in miracles? I believe this morning. I believe in miracles. I want to read you out of the 4th chapter of Matthew. Now, we're talking about good news this morning, all right? Matthew in the 4th chapter, beginning with verse 23. Said in Jesus, I'm sure glad to get back to Jesus. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Miracles. Healed all manner of disease. There was nothing that was too great for Jesus. The only thing that hindered, as Brother Carl mentioned last night, I believe it was, the only thing that hindered the working of Christ in people's life was a lack of faith.
That's right. It was unbelief. Because God can many times, when it comes to our individual spiritual life, God will not work beyond what you believe He can do. But if you will believe this morning in the power of God, He can work miracles in your life.
Yeah.
He went about. His fame, the Scripture went on to say, His fame went all throughout all of Syria. And they brought unto Him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, those that were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and He healed them. That was a miracle. Those were miracles. The Scripture, the Gospel, is full of the miracles that Jesus performed. Jesus raised the dead to life. Do you still believe in that? Do you believe that He can take where the medical world says it's impossible and God can do something supernatural?
Amen.
I still believe this morning.
Yeah.
He made the blind to see. And He made the lame to walk. The good news this morning is over in Hebrews, and you know the Scripture, you children can quote it, Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same. In other words, it's no different. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The good news is this morning that all those things that we read about in the Word of God, it's the same God. And Jesus Christ has lost none of His power. He is the same. He has not changed. If you would, let's sing a verse of the song, He is just the same today. 307. Sing one verse.
Just the same today, He is 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 just the same today, yes, healed in Galilee, set the suffering captives free, and He's just the same today.
Do you still believe that? Those just poetic words that someone put together. I will personally testify to you this morning that I have found and I have experienced that Jesus is still just the same today. He has lost none of His power. And there's something else. You want to talk about good news this morning? God still loves you. We read about in the Bible that for God so loved the world that He what? That He gave. He loved enough to sacrifice. This morning, it is a reality that God still loves you this morning. If you feel like everybody else has cut you off, and you think everybody's looking down their proverbial spiritual nose at you, I want you to know that God still loves you. He still has a vested interest in the things in your life. I am so thankful that God loves me this morning. There are so many people that feel unaccepted. There are so many people in our world that feel like that they're just not being good enough. But we have some good news this morning to share to the world, and that is that God hasn't changed. He still loves you, and He still will do anything to see you be happy and find peace with God.
Amen.
He hasn't changed any. Do you know what good news it must have been to that woman that we read about in the time of Christ that had suffered many things? Of many physicians. You know that Scripture isn't lambasting the medical profession. This is just talking about how desperate this woman was. She had looked and she had searched to find an answer. And she couldn't find it. She had looked and searched and she spent all her money. She spent her time and her energy because she was trying to find an answer. But she heard about someone. Who'd she hear about? She heard about Jesus. You know what good news that must have been? Maybe there's a chance. Maybe just possibly that this man Jesus that I heard about can work a miracle for me. And I think as she began to hear about Jesus, her faith began to grow. And she thought, if I can just reach out and just touch the hem of His garment, I'm not even going to interrupt what He's doing, but if I can just reach out and believe enough, I believe that this can be for me. I am so thankful that I heard about Jesus. I am so thankful this morning that we have the privilege and the opportunity to know that there's a God that loves us and there is a Savior that will go to any extent to minister to the needs in our life. She went and you know the story, she just touched. She just touched the hem of His garment. And what happened? She was made whole. She was healed. Was that a miracle? That was a miracle. I personally experienced. I met Sister Lorinda.
They had a friend that came to a meeting a few years ago in Oklahoma City. Went into the store, a furniture store in Springfield last week or 2 weeks ago. Young man looked at me and we were talking. He said, "You look familiar." He had attended the revival meeting in Oklahoma City a couple years ago. We started talking. He didn't recognize me to start with. He said, "Well, whoever was there, the Lord healed him," and he was kind of trying to remember the story. And I said, "That was me. That was me you're talking about. Do you realize I want to share the doctor? I remember the doctor telling me, and they'd done the x-rays and the MRIs, and he tried to paint a very bleak picture. That you won't, you can come to place, you won't be walking again. You won't be able to move your legs. Folks, I'm walking this morning. And that's only because of Jesus. It's nothing I did, but it was the power of God. Do I believe this morning? Yes, I believe. I believe in the divine intervention of God in the natural course of things. When it's not possible, it's made possible through Christ. Do you think we have a message to take to the world this morning? What are you going to go? You go back to work, what are you going to take people? Take them Jesus, folks. There's still a God. There's still a Savior that can work in their life. This is what the gospel message is about. Too many times people get sidetracked with this thing and that thing. Folks, the essence of the gospel is good news. That's what gospel means. The good news is about what Christ can do for you personally in your life.
When it's hopeless, where man is incapable and God is able, I want to read to you out of the ninth chapter of Matthew. The ninth chapter of Matthew, we begin reading at verse 1. Before we read that, y'all heard what God did for my son? You believe in miracles?
I still believe someone going without breath for many, many, many minutes without breathing and able to come back, in essence, come back to life with their right mind. That doesn't happen. Law enforcement, medical staff, they were all amazed. I know the reason this morning. It was because the mercy of God. That was a miracle, folks. If you've never seen the dead raised to life, if you have never seen, you think, well, did this just happen? There is no statistical possibility that it could have just happened. I believe in miracles this morning. Read with me in Matthew in the ninth chapter. "And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed, and Jesus, seeing their faith," they came to Jesus with expectation of something. They came to the Lord with expectation that He was going to do something for this man that was sick of palsy. Thank you. "And Jesus looked on him and He said, 'Son, be of good cheer.'" How would you like the Lord just to come right where you are this morning and say, "Oh, be of good cheer. I don't know what your problems are this morning. And frankly, if I knew the depth of everybody's problem here, I don't think I could handle it." Because we are a needy people. But we have a Savior this morning. "And He came and He said, 'Be of good cheer.'" And I think he was expecting, "Oh, the Lord's going to heal me. That's why I came. I had palsy. He's going to work a miracle for me." But listen to what happened. Jesus said, "Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee." And I have a feeling this man was probably taken aback just a little bit. I came to you to be healed. I came to you expecting something physical. You know, it seems like you can get people shouting and people excited when you talk about physical miracles. I want to talk about a greater miracle this morning. He said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, "This man blasphemeth." And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Wherefore think ye evil in your heart? For whether is easier to say, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or say, 'Arise and walk'? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins." Then he, as a side note, he turned and said to the sick of palsy, "Arise and take up your bed and walk." In other words, just as kind of an aside, if you want to compare miracles, which is the greater miracle this morning? That the man was able to get up and walk, or that his sins had been forgiven? Which is the greater miracle? I want to speak this morning about the good news of the greater miracle this morning. It is a miracle when we come to Jesus with sin in our life and the Lord says, "You're forgiven." Amen. And I can get up and I can go and not sin anymore. Amen. That doesn't just happen. That's a miracle. And that is a greater miracle than all of the stories and testimonies of divine physical healing. There's a greater miracle this morning. And that is the salvation from our sins. Jesus is still in the saving business. Jesus is still able to come and say, "Your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more." How can we do that? I've been bound up. I've been addicted. I can't release. I've tried and I can't get free from it. And Jesus came to set us free this morning. That is a greater miracle. With man is it impossible, but not with God. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." Folks, there is a God this morning. There is a God that brought this universe into being. There is a God this morning that created us. There is a God this morning that loves us, and thank God there is a God that sent His Son to die for me, that He forgave me of all of my sins, and by His strength, and by His grace, and by His power, I've been able to go and walk in newness of life. Amen. That is a miracle. Amen. Have you experienced a personal miracle this morning? Oh, you may say, "Well, the Lord worked something physical. Oh, those things are good and I'm thankful that I can walk, but I'd much rather be bedfast this morning with my sins forgiven than to be able to walk this morning." Because the greatest miracle was when the Lord looked down and He put His arms around me and He forgave me of my sin. That was the greatest miracle. Thank God for miracles. We have a song in our, I believe it's in the blue book, number 36. What a Savior. Let's sing a verse. Had no hope, no possibility, no way out. Yes, thank God. We didn't deserve it. We didn't earn it. We weren't good enough for it. Yes, praise God. Gave His lifeblood for you this morning. And it was when I think about that, the title of that song says, "What a Savior." No, it's "What? What a Savior! He did something that was impossible. And I want, again, I said it, I'm going to repeat myself. We did not earn it. We did not deserve it. We cannot be good enough for it. He looked down and He loved us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for the ungodly. There's too many people that are trying to earn their salvation. You can't earn it. You can't afford it. You can't afford it this morning. You can never be good enough. Well, if I can fit into the church and fit it. No! We need to come to Christ and say, Lord, I need a miracle in my life. Right. Folks, there are people sitting right under the sound of the gospel that need some spiritual miracles in their life. I've tried and tried year after year to break free. I need the Lord to do something. Folks, that's why Jesus came. That is a greater miracle. I'm going to have to die sometime. I'm going to have to go sometime, so I don't know how it's going to happen or when. But you know what? That's all right. That's what I'm working for. And if the Lord doesn't choose to heal when that time's come, that's all right with me. But I want to hold on to the miracle of salvation. The miracle that I can get up in the morning and live. Not by my own strength, but by the grace that God gives to enable me to have the peace of God in my life. Psalms 40, very familiar passage in the second verse. He brought me up also. Out of what? Out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay. And He set my feet upon a rock, a secure place. And He established my going. You know what He put in my mouth?
A new song.
That didn't just happen. That doesn't happen naturally. That's a miracle this morning. And if you have lost loved ones, does anybody here have a burden for souls this morning? And you look at their life and you think, how can it ever change? I see the things they're in bondage to, and I see the way they've been living, and it just seems like there's no hope. I don't know how to see how it could ever be different. Oh, dear ones, there's a miracle that Jesus can do when He gets hold of their heart, that He makes the impossible possible. Don't give up hope on praying for your loved ones this morning. It doesn't matter how many years. It doesn't matter how deep they've been in sin. There is a Savior that is still just the same. And when He comes along and He says, come to Me, I want to forgive your sins, and their heart is softened, the Lord will turn them around, put a new song in their mouth, lift them up out of the miry clay.
Amen.
Thank God, folks. It ought to inspire us in our prayer this morning. It ought to give us hope. It ought to give us a message to take to the world. We're called to share the Word of God. We're called to share the Gospel. And we say, well, I'm not sure what to share. What has God done for you? Well, 20 years ago, I was sick and He healed me. That's fine to share that. But oh, there's a greater miracle. I was in sin. And the Lord came and He forgave me of my sin. And I was just recently, I was in trouble, and the Lord came along and He gave me peace. He enabled me to forgive. He did something in my life that I wasn't able to do by myself. That's the greater miracle. That's the message the world needs to hear this morning. You remember the story of Legion? Man in the tombs, that the chains couldn't even bind him. He was mad. He was possessed with many devils, many spirits. You know, if you walk by that man and look at him, you think, it's not possible. I've seen people in other countries, and I know we have asylums here. Places you don't see him out like you do in other countries. Seen people with not a stitch of clothing on out of their minds, wandering around. And if you look at them in a natural sense, it's like, there's no hope for them. When Jesus came along, it changed the end of the story.
Amen.
Folks, the end of the story, the story's not over yet. The story's not over yet because He still has given us life. When Jesus came along, He set that man free from all of the spirits, all of the addictions, all of the things that made him to be out of his right mind. You don't want to tell you something. People that are in sin are not in the right mind.
That's right.
You agree with that this morning? Have you ever listened to their logic? Have you ever listened to how they rationalize evil? But you say, well, how can they ever be saved thinking like that? Oh, when they meet Jesus, Jesus can turn things around for them. The Lord can change that thinking. That's a great miracle.
When Jesus comes along and He sets you free, you're going to be free indeed.
No question about it. Whomsoever the Son has made free shall be free indeed. In other words, that's the great miracle. He set me free from my sin.
He set me free. There's a song we sing, learned it in the Philippines.
Maybe you all know it. But it says, the devil had me bound. The devil had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Folks, the devil is in the business of putting people in bonds. That's the devil's business. But there is a greater power than that this morning. To everybody that has a problem that they can't find the solution to, I still believe in the great miracle of salvation that Jesus can set the captive free. He's still doing that this morning.
1 Corinthians chapter 6. This passage of Scripture has been a blessing to me so many times. 1 Corinthians in the 6th chapter. Begin reading with the 9th verse. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Here's a question. Do you not know that? Be not deceived. Now He's given us a list. People don't like black and whites, but here's some black and white Scripture for you this morning. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
That's pretty straightforward, isn't it? If you don't like it, don't take it up with me. Take it up with God. But He left a very clear teaching here that lists of all of these works of the flesh, they will not inherit the kingdom of God.
But I'm so thankful that the Scripture doesn't stop there. Read the next verse. We can say, well, what hope is there? He said, and such were some of you. Such were some of you, but you are washed. You are sanctified. You are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Such were some of you. We can look at people this morning. It seems like they've set their course.
That's right.
And it seems like there's no way out. How can they ever be saved? That you see the hardness. You see their mindset and their heart set. But such were some of you. But the difference was that you responded and Jesus came in and did for you what you could not do for yourself. That this morning
is a greater miracle than all the healings that we could talk about this morning. The blood of Jesus, Christ His Son, cleanseth us from what? From all sin.
The blood of Jesus came to cleanse us from all sin. It came to work a perfect cure.
That's what the blood of Jesus does. He came to do a complete work. And when Jesus came, the Scripture talks about, He said, peace I leave with you.
Not as the world giveth, I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. You know, Jesus came to give us peace this morning. Do you know that's a miracle in the world with so many problems? In so many troubles, in so many heartaches. And you know what? God's people have a lot of heartaches too. But do you realize that in the middle of all the heartaches of life, there is a great miracle that Jesus Christ came to do? He came to give us peace in our inner man right in the middle of trouble. And you know where the answer is found? You know where we're going to find that peace? You think you're going to find it in the self-help books? Think you're going to find if everybody would just start treating you just a little bit better? You kind of tired of yourself sometimes? There's a place of peace in Jesus Christ. And so many people are searching and searching. There's another song, I searched and I searched the world over to fulfill my soul. Let's sing that. If y'all know it, help.
Came back from serving.
had nothing at all, nowhere at all. Yes. The only real peace. In you.
The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you.
This is the answer this morning. You can look and you can search and you can try to find peace and happiness, but the true peace is only found through a miracle of Jesus Christ.
Frustrations.
Our world is full of people that are searching and searching and searching. And you know what? You can come to church and you can search and you can search and you can search.
That's right.
But the answer this morning is what Jesus Christ can do for you. That's a miracle. That is a miracle. There have been so many times in my life that I got to the end of my resources. And I didn't know how I could take much more. You know where I found the answer? I found it in the Lord. That is a miracle that I would take more than any physical healings that God has given. Because the miracle of Jesus Christ in our life, He gives peace where it seems like there's no way of peace. There are people that are in their homes are torn up and destitute, and they have found peace in their soul. You know where they found it? They found it when they came and the Lord worked a miracle in their life and gave them peace.
In Ezekiel, I want to read another passage to you. In Ezekiel, the 36th chapter and the 26th verse, He said, "A new heart also will I give to you. A new spirit will I put within you. I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh and I'll give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them."
You look at people, you may look at yourself and say, how is it ever possible? The greater miracle is when the Lord comes in and He gives you a new mind. He gives you a new way of thinking. He gives you a new heart. He gives you a heart that's soft and pliable and tender.
You know people that need a new heart this morning? Need a heart transplant? People that need their minds transformed? Do you know that is a miracle that the Lord will still perform? It's a miracle the Lord will still work. And my message to you tonight is that
is the greater miracle. Come sick of palsy expecting the Lord to divinely heal me physically. And the Lord looks on and said, "Your sins be forgiven thee." That is the greatest miracle this morning. The Lord is still looking for people that are willing to come to Him that He can work a miracle in their life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He's a new creation. In what? Old things are passed away. All of the old sin, all of the defilement, all of the things that stole my peace, all of the things I was looking to the world trying to find happiness and fulfillment. All the old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Folks, is there any greater miracle than that? People say, well, the day of miracles is past. I'm sorry you feel that way, if you do. The Lord wants to change your mind. He wants to come in and give you a new heart, and you will go away saying, there was a miracle because I couldn't do that before, but now, by the power of God, I'm living different. My wife doesn't recognize me anymore. Hallelujah. My children think they got a new dad. You heard that song? I won't attempt to sing that one. But you know that that's what salvation does for people. It's a great miracle. And He came and gave us peace and grace and victory. And it was all because of Jesus Christ. I would take this morning, the song says, I found a refuge. It said, would you offer, someone help me out, every earthly treasure, diamonds and pearls of the sea, then I would, turning from them, I would gladly, forget that whisper thing, I would gladly shout, Christ hath set me free. Folks, we have something, there's still a well of water in Jesus Christ that still ought to be springing up within our hearts this morning. And it doesn't stop. And when you get tired and worn out, and as the song said, the frustrations of life, there is still a source of joy and happiness and peace. And it's not because what I'm doing for myself, it's because there's a miracle that's taken place in my life. And that was because of Jesus Christ. If you're holding on to something that's hindering that miracle, go sell it. Get rid of it. Found the pearl of great price this morning. I found something better than what the world has to offer, and it's in Jesus Christ. Y'all want a job to do. Does anybody, would you have, I'd like to give you a job. I'd like to give you some homework. Give you some work. Go back to work. Go back to school. Go back home and take this message. Not my message. Not that. You take the message of the miracle of Jesus Christ. You go tell people what the Lord can do for them because He did it for you. And this morning, if you have a lack, if you have a need in your life, Jesus hasn't lost any of His power. All we need to do is come and believe, and He can work those miracles divinely in our life. As we close here, let's sing the song, O Victory in Jesus. Because that's where the answer is. It's in Jesus. I believe it's 100 in our blue book.